Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
The Red Sox are tied for first place in the AL East, but manager John Farrell is still in the hot seat with some folks calling for his ouster. We're going to talk about that and much more with Bill Littlefield, who is host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hey, Deb.
So what do you make of these calls to fire John Farrell?
That there are lots of people who don't have enough to do. Should be, you know, doing more important things with their lives.
Well, so
been trying to manage the Red Sox.
So, do you think that that he's still doing the job that he's been doing, or what do you think?
Well, you know, the interesting thing to consider is what the job of a manager is. They can't pitch, they can't field ground balls and throw them to first base, and they can't hit. All they can do is try to put the right nine guys on the field each night. And as far as that goes, John Farrell is doing better than a lot of other managers because, as you mentioned a moment ago, the Red Sox are at the top of their division, mm-hmm. at least at this point. The other thing to consider is that managers are hired to be fired. Managers who do wonderful things, like Terry Francona, who won the World Series a couple of times with the Red Sox, got fired. And now he's doing wonderful things in Cleveland.
Right.
So this is how it works. You can't fire the team. You fire the manager when they're not performing as well as you'd like.
Yeah. Now, John Henry, owner of the Red Sox, defended Farrell mm-hmm. in a Boston Herald interview over the weekend, saying that any of these calls for Farrell's ouster are, quote, mainly a radio and internet thing.
He said the same thing I did. John Henry and me were like this. You know?
So what do you think of those comments?
I'm a little concerned because it sounds suspiciously like the dreaded vote of confidence, which is often followed by the axe.
Right,
so
right.
I hope not.
Do you think that Farrell has a lot to prove then right now, not only to Henry, but to fans who say, you know, we want another trophy?
Of course they want another trophy. Everybody wants their team
to win.
But
how many years do we wait, right?
Yeah, but they're in first place, as you pointed out. Right. I mean, what do you want them to be, 12 games ahead? You know, what do they have to be? And how long before Bill Belichick starts getting calls for, you know, Tom Brady's going to miss four games. Get him out of here. get that coach out of there. Right?
Well, let's talk about football. Also, start of the season coming, even if the first quarter will be without Brady, because he's serving that four-game suspension over Deflategate. But, you know, some strange things happened in preseason, right? I mean, he missed the Thursday game against the Bears because he accidentally cut his thumb right before the game. And yesterday, Brady explained that he was trying to get something out of his shoe with scissors when the scissors slipped. We have a piece of tape from his explanation. Let's listen.
That's a crappy way to not be out there because it's a, you know, silly mistake. I'm glad it wasn't in the regular season. You know, I learned from it, and hopefully won't be operating any more scissors for a while.
Hmm. Now, Deb, you're not one of those people who believes that the conspiracy theory that the commissioner actually snuck into Brady's home and stabbed him in the thumb with a scissor, right?
I do not believe that.
I'm glad. We got that cleared up. That's good.
But it is a weird start to the season. He also missed practices Sunday and Monday, saying he had to, quote, take care of something. I mean, is it too much that we're following Brady's every move, or what's your take on all of this?
The former. I mean, if I were a pro football player, I would try to miss as much preseason as I possibly could, either by stabbing myself in the thumb with the scissors or by having something important to do somewhere else.
Right. So we don't know what Brady's going to do during this four games.
Well, we know that he's going to watch carefully and hope that his replacement doesn't throw 11 touchdown passes 4 weeks in a row, I guess.
Right.
No, seriously, he's going to serve out a suspension and hope that this goes away and that the Patriots play at least reasonably well over the first quarter of the season.
Yeah, but all of this still doesn't appear to have affected the Brady brand, if you will, all that much. Just this week, he launches a line of vegan snacks, right? Basically packages of fruits and nuts, sold 12 packages for $50, and the company sold out in one day.
Yeah. And what I'd like to know is how many people are eating these snacks and how many of them are putting them in small but tasteful frames over their desks to demonstrate that they have a Tom Brady endorsed snack.
But it is a brand.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. Well, who was it that said you can't go broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people?
Well, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear Only a Game on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thanks, Bill.
A great pleasure, Deb. Thank you.